This is an iHeart podcast.
Pro Woche bis zu 50 Euro zusätzlich sparen. Mit der Netto Plus App. 10% Rabatt auf deinen Einkauf sichern. Dazu Payback-Punkte sammeln und sparen. Mach mehr Plus mit der Netto Plus App.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. All right, let's dig into, all right, you know what? Get that $20 an hour minimum wage law that Gavin Newsom just signed into law in California. He's bragging about it. And I realize I may have offended some people earlier when I was talking about fast food workers, because I said those are entry-level jobs for kids and morons. And I just want to play one of the people who was out there celebrating this on camera today, the passage of this law. This is the mother of six who works at Jack in the Box.
Help and the support of so many people. And there were so many people against us that told us no. They closed the door on us and told us no. They signed these people out here with this referendum and told us no.
Okay, wait, we get the gist, Chris. I just thought it was important to play a little bit of that, not to make fun of that idiot. That's really genuinely not the point. You know how we talk about communism being the religion of the malcontent, right? The religion of the malcontent. Let's talk about that idiot for a second. That is the purpose of communism, and that's the perfect communist foot soldier. Maybe you were rolling your eyes. Oh my gosh, that lady's an idiot. Well, yes, she's an idiot. She's a bitter moron who's been told that if her minimum wage is raised to $20 an hour, that she'll have double the pay and she'll have double the stuff. And she believes that because she's a moron. And that's what communists love, bitter morons. If you were to sit down with that idiot and you were to explain to her that now she's not going to be able to afford to buy any fast food and she's almost undoubtedly going to lose her job at Jack in the Box for a computer monitor who will remember my ranch, then none of those words you told her would make a dent. That's a moron. That's the communist foot soldier. That's exactly what they are. And also, I said I wasn't going to spend any time on it, and I haven't, the Dianne Feinstein thing. If I have to do one thing nice today, it's a little long. I do think I'll play that clip of Dianne Feinstein. This is from some years ago. The 12-year-old girl, actually a bunch of 12-year-old activists, they storm into her Senate office. They're all commie activists. They're all on the same side. But she's so old and mean by this point in time, she didn't care. And she just kind of destroyed them all.
Some scientists have said that we have 12 years to turn this around.
Well, it's not going to get turned around in 10 years. What we can do.
Senator, if this doesn't get turned around in 10 years, you're looking at the faces of the people who are going to be living with these consequences.
The government is supposed to be for the people and by the people and all
for the people. You know what's interesting about this group? I've been doing this for 30 years. I know what I'm doing. You come in here and you say it has to be my way or the highway. I don't respond to that. I've gotten elected. I just ran. I was elected by almost a million vote plurality. And I know what I'm doing. So, you know, maybe people should listen a little bit.
I hear what you're saying, but we're the people who voted you. You're supposed to listen to us. That's your job.
How old are you?
I'm 16. I can't vote.
Well, you didn't vote for me.
It doesn't matter. We're going to be the ones who are impacted.
I understand that. I have seven grandchildren. I understand it very well.
Senator, the cost of not taking this action is far higher than the cost of what the Green New Deal will be. Any plan that doesn't take bold, transformative action is not going to be what we need.
Well, you know better than I do. So I think one day you should run for the Senate.
Great.
And then you do it your way.
But
in the meantime,
by that time, there's going to be a big...
Just had no time for the group of morons. I just got elected by a million votes. Why are you idiots even in here? Historical oracle. Am I being weird? My spidey senses are tingling. I know November 2024 is a long way away. Whatever will decide the election hasn't even popped up yet. But, I see smart people saying Democrats are screwed. Republicans got it. Joe Biden's a millstone. Inflation's going to destroy Democrat candidates. Immigration, yada, yada, yada. Why does this feel like the early summer of 2020? And if not, why should I see things differently? Well, one, people, I try to be merciful about this. The wife likes to remind me that I'm cold-hearted. I don't have the same emotional response to things other people do, for good or bad. I'm not a roller coaster. I'm fairly steady, if you will. So I don't get angry about the things everyone else gets angry about. I don't get excited about the things people get excited about. People are looking for a reason to hope and be excited right now. So when a poll comes out and it shows, wow, Joe Biden's is going to lose to Trump by 5 or something like that, people on the right will dive on that and say, woo, yes, look, we've got it. They do that because of hope. And yes, a heaping helping of naivete. I'm not saying that won't happen, but no one walking the planet, the person does not exist who knows what 2024 is going to bring. And again, we touched on this briefly a second before, so I'm going to move on here, but we have Joe Biden, who's 9,000 years old. This is the president. This guy could die at any minute.
The NATO meeting. I sat down. It was in January, after being elected. The late January, early February.
Have you seen him walk? When's the last time you saw him walk? It's shocking when you see him how to kind of just shuffle around like a 9,000-year man. Joe Biden might not survive to 2024. Oh, did I mention? The impeachment inquiry stuff has officially begun, and it's really bad. Very bad. Okay, so there's that. Now let's go to the GOP side. You have Trump, who's currently the leading nominee and the likely nominee, facing something like 700 years in prison. Like 700 years in prison. Criminal trials that will take place before the election. He might be in Fort Leavenworth by November of 2024. It might be off the ballot. And all this stuff is crazy. And those are the things that we just suspect, right? Those are the possibilities. There are other possibilities you and me, we can't see. We can't possibly see. Nobody but God knows what's coming. What if, we've talked about it briefly, but something we don't really wrap our arms around too much because it's so terrible to think about. But what if there's another war, as in a big one? I don't mean Russia invading Ukraine for some territory. And I'm not dismissing the 500,000 dead over there. That's big boy stuff. But what if there's a hot war with China? How does that change the election? And I'll tell you something else that looks like it could majorly change the election. And I hope I'm dead wrong about how much it changes the election. What if Robert F. Kennedy Jr. runs as an independent? Have you seen the news from today?
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. talking about his intention to run as an independent in 2024. Now, maybe you're excited about that. Maybe you're excited about that because you're going to vote for him. And I'm not dogging on you for that. Bunch of very appealing things about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I get it. I'm not. I'm going to vote for the Republican nominee. But maybe you're voting for him. That's fine. Maybe you're excited about that because you think it costs Joe Biden more than it costs Donald Trump. And you might be right about that. I don't think you are. But you might be right about that. But Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Let me ask you this question. How many Americans do you believe are viscerally angry still about COVID lockdowns, about that poison shot they call a vaccine, about all that stuff. How many do you think there are? Put a number on it. Chris, put a number on it. How many Americans do you think are really angry? Well, put a number on it. Do you think it's a million? You think it's more? Okay, so more than a million. You think it's 10? Is that reasonable? 10 million? Probably? Okay, that's I would agree that's probably a reasonable number. I don't know the number. You don't know the number, but that's probably a reasonable number. Okay, so that many people are going to be voting probably based on COVID. COVID response, big pharma, vaccine poison, all that stuff. How many votes separated Donald Trump from Joe Biden last election? About 50,000. Presidential elections are extremely close. They're not. They're generally, anymore, they're not 100,000 votes that separate them nationwide. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., if Trump becomes a nominee, Joe Biden's the nominee, which who knows if any of those things will happen, but if that's the case, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is the only anti-pharma, anti-vax, anti-COVID stuff candidate in the race that could very well cost Donald Trump the presidency. I'll still be voting for Trump in that situation, but that could usher Joe Biden right into the White House. Again, and I don't know that either. Who knows? But there's a lot coming. Here's what I do know. I do know that my cell phone service has been particularly incredible since I switched to Pure Talk. And I don't just mean the actual service where I'm talking to somebody and I don't drop calls. That's nice. That's nice. The customer service. It's so nice dealing with a company that hires Americans who speak and understand English. I love that about Pure Talk because it reveals they're not just a company that talks about patriotism. Yeah, go America. They put their money where their morals are. So maybe we should do the same and switch our cell phone provider. Verizon's garbage. T-Mobile's garbage. AT&T's garbage. There's a patriotic cell phone company out there that you can switch to in 10 minutes while speaking English. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you even more than you're going to save. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, churning through all the Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Jesse, what kind of dirt can Zelensky have on pedo Joe Brandon and an alarming number of other world leaders? It seems at this point he's the most powerful man in the political arena. What's his angle? What does he have? This is misinterpreting the situation. I'm not saying Zelensky doesn't have dirt on Joe Biden. Anyone in the power structure of the Ukrainian system probably has dirt on Joe Biden because of how much of the Biden family corruption centered in Ukraine. I'm not saying Zelensky doesn't have dirt on Joe Biden. But Zelensky is not this all-powerful man on the world stage. Zelensky is currently being used by the world. He's being used, and he's allowing himself to be used. He is a man in charge of a smaller country that was invaded by a larger, more powerful country. He needs military and economic assistance if he has any chance to win that war, and it's not looking good right now. The world powers, they have a different set of motivations. They see Zelensky, they see potential for war, and all they see is money and power. War equals money and power for elites. It always has. It always will. When they see potential for an armed conflict in Ukraine that doesn't threaten them at all, well, it's a jackpot for them. They get to look like a bunch of patriotic freedom fighters. Well, at the same time, lining their own pockets in the pockets of financiers and defense contractors. Remember, J.P. Morgan and Blackstone and all these companies are already meeting, talking about how to hand out the billions to rebuild Ukraine. This is a huge financial windfall. Zelensky isn't running squat. He's allowed to bounce around the world and do his dumb appearances at the Emmys and interviews. And we love your money. Send us more of your American money. But he's not actually running anything. The millisecond the elites of this planet are kind of done with the whole Russia-Ukraine thing, they'll probably kill him or throw him in prison. But in the very least, they're going to start ignoring his calls, I promise. Zelensky ain't running squat. He ain't one of the world's elite and will never be. He is a man who understands he needs them at this time, and so he's being a very, very good little boy. But other than that, Zelensky ain't running nothing. Dear Grand High Mystic Ruler, is it just my imagination, or does it seem like this recent uptick in COVID paranoia in new vaccine is happening suspiciously close to the election? Keep up the important work, brother. My name is, you see, I can say it. His name is Eric. Well, we all are going to be a little suspect of this from now on, right? After what they pulled in the last election in 2020, they fire up the COVID machine, fire up the panic machine, tell everybody it's too dangerous to go vote at the polls. You better vote by mail. And voila, we have a dementia patient as president of the United States of America.
NATO meeting. I sat down. It was in January. After being elected, the late January, early February.
We don't want another repeat of that. We're looking at the COVID stuff ramping up, and we're thinking they're getting ready to start this again. I am concerned about this somewhat, not all the way, but this is what I'm most concerned about. I'm concerned about them using COVID to ramp up mail-in voting in blue areas where cheating can occur. I'm not worried about them using COVID to ramp up this mass nationwide mail-in voting that we really had last time, because they're not going to be able to spread the panic that far and wide. But in centralized areas, you know, like Philadelphia, what if they do? We need Philadelphia, or at least we need Pennsylvania, right? What if they do? I am worried about that. But COVID now, yes, it's about power, of course, but COVID mostly is about money now. Remember when Pfizer announced they were raising the prices on their vaccine after all the vaccine craze had died after the first 2 years, and they were raising their prices? It was ridiculous. I forget the article, but it was over 100%. I remember that. It was something like 150%, something crazy. It was jacking their prices through the roof. Well, our elites in our country, remember, they're all together. They're all on the same team. All the people who run these massive big pharma companies and all of our politicians, they all work together with each other. And there's a general understanding. Our politicians and our media people, they will push Pfizer poison into your heart. Pfizer will be good, and they'll enrich your pockets while they do it. But they will fill up your heart with Pfizer poison that'll cause your 13-year-old son's heart to explode when he's playing football. And all of them will get rich and powerful off of it. It's all only about money now. Now it's just about money. They're never going to make what they made before because the public panic is all gone. By now, the public is looking a little bit leery at our medical institutions, and even Democrats are kind of giving all these new COVID guidelines the side eye. That business is never going to be there for COVID again. They just want to make another quick buck. That's what a lot of this COVID stuff is going to be. All right. Are they impeaching Joe Biden too early? Talk about that. Wisconsin, is it primo territory for us, or is it a lost cause? All that, so much more still to come on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. We're going to talk to you about health first, though, about caring for yourself, because you can't save your country or your school or your community unless you've taken care of yourself. Testosterone levels are in free fall because we have estrogen in our water. It's from all the birth control. Stays in the water. They don't strain it out when they treat the water. We have estrogen in our water. 50% decrease in testosterone in the last 50 years. That's staggering. That's society-ending stuff. We won't survive it. Chalk is trying to help us survive it. It's all natural herbal supplements. They sell a million different ones. They're all great. They also sell a male vitality stack. That's what I talk about the most because that's what I take. Keeps me healthy. All the vitamins, minerals, everything I need, including testosterone, with natural herbal supplements. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. 35% off subscriptions. And you can cancel it. If it doesn't work, give it 90 days. 90 days is what I'm asking for. If it doesn't work, I want you to cancel it. You will feel so much better. Gosh, your frigging mind will feel so much better. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I want to say I'm really impressed today with me and how, what, Chris, and how many questions I've gotten through today. There have been a lot. There have been, what? I've been better than normal. Have I not been better than normal? Well, yes, I have been. I've been way better than normal. You suck. Dear Jesse, do you think the Republicans will again suffer from premature impeachment? If they were smart, they would drag the inquiry into 2024 and have the impeachment vote during the summer. Your thoughts? My thoughts are, I'm nervous for a different reason than you are. I would rather they either hurried impeachment a lot faster than they did it, or waited longer than they did. And I'm actually not mad at them. I'm not saying they made a mistake. I just think it's standard low T, slow wheels of government type stuff. But I wish they'd waited longer, because I am very worried that this impeachment inquiry is going to finish off Joe Biden and push him out of office. I think he's going to resign. Like, I've been saying that for a long time. I think it's going to cause him to resign in time for Gavin Newsom to step in. And I'm worried about that, very worried.
Why should parents not know if their kids are transitioning at school?
It's a hell of a thing. You're talking about 1% of the population. Climate change, its impact, 100% of the population wasn't even brought up. And we're talking about trans issues.
Here in California, this is an issue for you.
It's a big issue for parents.
This is a front and center issue.
Why should parents
not know?
This is one of the greatest distractions, and it's classic. 1% of the population in the United States. These kids just want to live. These kids just want to live.
Be worried about Gavin Newsom. Remember, when Joe Biden, the day he resigns, if I turn out to be right, and I could be wrong, if I turn out to be right, the day he, well, he won't resign. He'll announce he's not running for re-election. The day he announces he's not running for re-election, you will probably be tempted to celebrate, as will I. You know, we'll want to wake up and think, oh, nice, screw him. That's probably not a day to celebrate. We really would rather take on Joe Biden in 2024 than Gavin Newsom. Really, really, really would rather take on Joe Biden. But I guess we'll see how she all shakes out. Jesse, is Wisconsin a lost cause after the recent judicial and gubernatorial elections? No, Wisconsin is not a lost cause. There are great things happening in Wisconsin and terrible things happening in Wisconsin. Wisconsin's probably going to be the freaking battleground state in this country for some time, because I worry about some other states that might be lost causes. One of them happens to be one of my favorite states. I worry about Pennsylvania and Michigan. I was wondering, it's a new email. I was wondering, if there's no difference between men and women, why is it 99% of the people misgendered are transgender? Every sane person knows. Okay, everyone knows. There's a difference, and everyone knows what the difference is. You're dealing with demonic mental illness. We have an upside-down social shame system in our society. We used to have a good one. You know, trannies have been around forever, right? They have been. They've been around for a long time. But you didn't really know about it or think about it. Why? Because they shut up about it and they hid it, and they were tucked away from society because they were embarrassed and ashamed, and they felt shame, and society heaped shame on them. Now, since they're celebrated, now it's rubbed in everybody's face. We have a social shame system problem. SSS, or SSS for short. What, Chris? First, or dear Oracle, first, I have to say that it's a little unsettling to find myself seeing your grinning face in my mind's eye every time I walk into a bathroom now. However, please clarify, what if the only option you have to maintain the appropriate buffer zone is to use that really low kid's urinal? Also, can you hit it from up there? I will use a kid's urinal all day long before I stand right next to another man at the urinal. Now, there are limits to what I will do. I'm not going to leave the urinal system and walk into the actual toilet system rather than stand and pee next to another man. There, I have my limits, but I'll use that small one. It's fine. Look, gravity works fine in my end. Hi there, Mr. My very favorite talk show host. I have friends and relatives who believe what I consider crazy stuff, such as we've never been to the moon, the earth is flat, and 9/11 was an inside job. Why do people believe such kooky stuff? None of those things accomplished anything for anyone, did they? All the best from Red California. Okay, why do people believe conspiracy theories? People, especially today, but always, people have distrusted those in authority. And oftentimes with very, very, very good reason. With very good reason. You should distrust authority. So when it comes to conspiracy theories, there's either a grain of truth in them or it looks like something that might be true. And because distrust is already there, people will feed on it. Let's do that. Look, let's do the 9/11 was an inside job thing. There are a lot of people who believe that to this day. A lot of people. I don't, but I don't judge people who do. Why? Because all the organizations who told you it was terrorists are all a bunch of liars. So it's a reasonable thing to say they lied about that too. I don't believe that, but if you do, I don't judge you. Also, again, the way the buildings came down. You watched it. I watched it. Now, there's a reasonable engineering explanation for it with the center pull and how they were built. I'm not going to go into all that. But for most people from the outside looking in, wait, a plane flew into it? Why are they all crumbling now? It looks like a controlled demo. Look, I've seen a bunch of controlled demos. That's what it looked like. It looked like a controlled demolition, one of the professional demolitions. Again, I don't believe 9/11 was an inside job. But if you're someone who does, I don't look at you like some kooked out nut job. There's all kinds of reasons for someone to believe these things. The landing on the moon stuff, all the stuff. Just because I was ranting and raving about Bigfoot people the other night and flat earth people, that doesn't mean I don't sympathize with why people believe these things. Like that, you heard that. Who was the one guy, Chris? Wasn't it it was a phone call, right? The lizard lady? It was a phone call. The lady who met with the lizard people and stuff like that? What do you want me to say? Jesse, whenever the subject of the weaponization of DOJ comes up, I keep hearing conservative talk show hosts and Republicans talk about how the FBI is corrupt at the top and it's not the field agents. Well, who are these field agents seen in videos rolling up on Americans with armored vehicles and long guns pointed at their wife and kids? Do these agents miss Constitution Day at the Academy? Yeah, look, you've never heard me say that on this show, have you? You've never heard me take that line. Well, it's just the top. Oh, the great men and women at the FBI. Are there some good ones there? Of course. We've talked to whistleblowers, friends of the show, Garrett, Steve, Kyle, and others. These brave FBI agents who've come forward and saying, this is dead wrong. This is evil. We got to stop this. Are there some good ones there? Sure. You've never heard me sit there and rant about the brave, all the good ones at the FBI. No, if you're at the FBI, and let's say you're in Pennsylvania, and you get word that you are going to strap it on that day, throw on that vest, grab that long gun, and you and the boys, you're rolling out and you're rolling deep because you're going to pound on some doors and take down a bad guy. And then you find out that bad guy is pro-life pastor Mark Houck, who didn't do anything wrong at all. His case was laughed off and dismissed immediately by the local prosecutors. And as that good guy at the FBI, you find out that Mark Houck's lawyers offered to turn himself in totally peacefully if you wanted him. And yet that day, you're loading up with the boys to go take him down like he's, I don't know, some massive cartel leader or something like that. And you go that day? You're the bad guy. You know that, right? You're the bad guy. I know you don't want to believe that. No, I'm just doing my job. Yeah. That's what every monster in history has ever said. All the Nazi camp guards actually said the same thing. It was the prime defense at the Nuremberg trials and the Japanese war crime trials. I was following orders, just doing my job. You're the bad guy, FBI. Now, speaking of 9/11, whatever you believe about it, I love Tunnel to Towers because of the story of how it started. It's not just that they care for fallen first responder families, for Gold Star families. I love that the organization started with a tale of heroism, of a firefighter strapping it on and not running away from the towers. A firefighter who could have run away, who was not on duty. He strapped it on and ran to the towers. A lot of people did that day. A lot of brave people did that day. And to this day, Tunnel to Towers honors their memory by taking care of the ones people leave behind, the widows and orphans who need help. Your $11 a month goes to those widows and orphans who need help. T2T.org. T2T.org. Go now. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. And then we are checking out of this bad boy for the weekend. Chris, do you have any idea? It didn't even occur to me while I was just doing that whole thing on the 9/11, the conspiracy theories. Do you have any earthly idea how many emails we're going to show up to with 9/11 stuff now on Monday? It's going to be, you know what? Just make me a little package, like a special section of them, Chris. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Let's get to as many as we can possibly get to. But first, let's do this really quickly. We all of us, we spend some money on some things that are probably not necessities. I know that's virtually all the money I spend. I get that. And I'm not judging you or me for how we spend our money. But let me ask you, what's the last thing you spent $30 on? $30. Would you get a couple pizzas or something? You know that $28 to preborn, maybe once a month, saves a life? Once a month, you could save a life. Look, that $28, go look up preborn. I want you to look them up. Look up this organization. It goes to the babies, man. They're either buying the ultrasounds for the woman so she can choose life, or it's aftercare, or preborn is saving lives with the money you give. $28. All you have to do, and it's all tax deductible, by the way. Shoot, do it for a year and write it off. Preborn.com/Jesse is where you give it, all right? Preborn.com/Jesse.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Emails
we didn't get to.
Hose, the HQ6 is pressuring me to get cut. And I'm scared to death. He's talking about a vasectomy, by the way. Have you done the big V? And if so, any advice? I actually did do this some years back. We had one, our oldest son, James. And then we lost one, the middle one. And then we had our youngest son and we decided, hey, because of that middle one, you know, that hurts. I maybe you've gone through that. It hurts. You don't necessarily want a repeat of it. Our youngest turned out great, so we were sitting there with two healthy boys. We said, you know what? Screw it. We're done. And I decided I'm going to go get it done. I'm just going to go get it done. And I don't know that I'm the best one to ask, because on mine, the local anesthesia they use was not applied properly, or it was expired, or anyway, I want you to picture, have you ever seen one of the movies where someone gets tortured, maybe? And have you ever seen one of those movies where they attach a car battery to somebody's nether regions and they start lighting them up? That's very, very similar to what I went through. And not only that, when I finally, because I'm not saying anything, so I don't want to look like a wuss, right? I'm not going to sit there and I'm not going to have my manhood questioned.
Why are you gay?
So I just sit there and try to tough it out. But he can tell I'm starting to sweat. And my hands are clenched up because I'm in such severe pain. And finally, he asks, are you in pain? And this at this point in time, I told him, I'm like, yes, this hurts. Like every time you do whatever electrical thing or whatever you're doing down there, it hurts bad. And he shrugged it off as if I was lying to him. He kind of gave me the, oh, gosh, okay. And kind of, I remember it like it was yesterday. He reaches out with his left hand and like pats me on the chest and then just keeps going. I don't know if he thought I was kidding or what. But I wasn't going to voice my complaints twice, so I sat there. Now, I have a bunch of other friends who've had that done, and none of them have had this experience. So go ahead, knock yourself out. I'm sure it will be better than mine. I am not the one to ask about this current situation. Dear truck-hating speed racer, if you're driving... See, we've caught so much crap from the truckers since I went off on that one little segment. If you're driving a midlife crisis car 80 miles an hour in the left lane on a road where the speed limit is 65 and you come up behind another car in the left lane doing 75, do you think you should move over? Because at this point, you're both outside the law and there really aren't any rules, right? The left lane is for passing. It is for passing. There are signs on the road. They're put out there all the time. It's for passing. I don't care if you're doing 150 in the left lane. If someone comes up behind you, do the polite, right thing and move over. You know this. You do know that if you look in the rearview mirror, let's say you're out on the highway. Maybe you're out on the highway right now. Look up at that rearview mirror. Just real quick. I don't want you to get in a wreck. You know that if you're out on the highway, unless it's bumper-to-bumper traffic, if you look in the rearview mirror and you have a line of cars stacked up behind you and you're in the left lane, you know you're a jerk, right? You know you're a selfish jerk who only cares about yourself? Move over and let people pass. Dear or big bald Montana, suppose the technology was developed that allowed people to read minds with certainty. What effect would that have on humanity, positive or negative? His name's Ken. I actually think if you could read minds, if that was available, I think it would probably end the planet. I think it would end humanity. I really genuinely do. If you could never hide anything you think ever, and you had to just be honest at all time, or forget about being honest, because you really want to be honest. If someone could tell what you were thinking and smart enough not to say at all times, I think we'd kill each other. I think it'd tear society apart. Dear Mr. Meathead, any chance you listened to the Tucker Ken Paxton interview? Tucker sat down with Ken Paxton, Texas Attorney General, after that sham impeachment, and they went over a lot of things. No, I didn't listen to it. Caught a couple bits, but you know, I don't consume other shows. And that's not because I don't like other shows. If I consumed other shows, Tucker would be, you know, one of those shows. I don't consume other shows because I don't want to accidentally rip off someone else. And I don't want you to come here because I know you have options. I don't want you to come here ever and hear the same takes you've heard from everyone else. If you're somebody who listens to, let's say you listen to talk radio all day long, you wake up and maybe it's on the way to work, it's on the radio. And when you're at work and when you get home, it's just in your background. It's just something you do. And there are a lot of people like that. Maybe that's you. Does this show sound like all the other shows? And how many of the other shows kind of all sound the same? It's the same general theme, and they're going to do the same thing, and it's just kind of the same thing. It's a lot of them, right? I know, because I used to be that guy, especially when I worked construction out of town, always on the road. I would just have talk radio on all day long. And it would occur to me back then, back before I had any knowledge that I would ever be in this business or any desire to ever be in this business, it used to occur to me that a lot of this crap is awfully repetitive, isn't it? It's like they all pull the same clips with the same opinions and they all say the same thing. What, Chris? You have something you say over there? You're just making stupid faces. Deleterious Consequences front man. I love Mexican food. Living in the Pittsburgh area, I have to take what I can get. Oof, yeah. I love me some Pittsburgh, but man, their Mexican food ain't worth a darn. I don't believe I've heard you say it, but what's your go-to Mexican menu? Enchiladas, burritos, tacos, fajitas, please tell. I don't have a go-to, and that's why you haven't really heard me talk about it. I love enchiladas, but I love burritos. I love tacos. If I'm at a sit-down restaurant, enchiladas. To go or something like that, or some high-end place like Taco Bell, tacos. You, put your phone down and enjoy your weekend. You're off work. We'll do it again Monday. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.